Are we online?
Yes, you are.
Are we back from recess?
Yes, we're back from recess. We have a couple of members. Go ahead.
Due to having worked for Mr. Stevenson, I will abstain unless there's any question of impropriety.
So there was a ton of information.
Also, energy report creation. I'll go top back to the
energy. So they're looking at district file.
Okay.
Jim, we've got the gentleman here.
Austin.
Well, can you do that during a
break
period?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's do this.
We've got a,
yep. I'm sorry.
James is on the phone, I think, with the state tax commission. So he needs to come back in here if.
Sorry.
Christy, would you get a hold of James's office? Let him know we're ready to begin again, please.
You're still on air. Is that okay?
Yes. Thank you. Pardon? Thank you.
If you could you fax me something down stating about fee appraisers versus...
Mr. Stevenson, if you'd like to join us at the podium.
Okay. I apologize, I've got a legal state tax commission on here. I'll be right back.
I really need for him to be present, so if we could just wait a couple of more minutes.
Evidence-wise, what was sent? Just the sheet?
No.
Okay. I'll have to pull it up then. Gotcha.
Donna, give me the 2010 figure again.
$535,894.
I've got the current in front of me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right, sir, we're ready. Sorry for the delay.
That's okay. Basically, what I'm here to do today is to try to understand the disparity between comparable properties in the subdivision that my house is in and myself with respect to the tax rates. As the information shows that I sent back in June, and I sell real estate, so I'm intimately familiar with several of the homes that I've given you as comparables. I've actually had those properties listed myself. So I know the inside of them. I know what they consist of. I know what the amenities are. I know what the per square foot prices should be, comparatively speaking. Right now, I'm at about $1 a square foot in Cedar Meadows. There's nobody else that's at $1 a square foot. There are several homes that, in my estimation, right now, if you send an appraiser out there, would appraise for substantially more than my house, that are anywhere from 59 cents a square foot to 65 cents a square foot. I'm just paying a heck of a lot more. And when I built this home several years ago, at that time the real estate market was rocking along fairly decent. As everybody knows, it hit the wall, crashed and burned. Since that time, I have not been able to complete several of the improvements. I have another home in Hollister that I had under contract at the time I was finishing this one. That contract came apart. The buyer was no longer able to qualify. The market got stagnant to the point where I couldn't sell that home. As such, the equity that I was going to take from that home to finish the one I'm in now was not available to me, so I don't have a paved driveway. If you walk out the back door of my house right now, you'll fall 4 feet down to the ground because I've got no steps, I've got no patio, I've got no deck, I've got no landscaping. And several of these homes that I've sent you comparable analysis for have all those things. So to me, it's just a function of looking at what else is in the development compared to what I've got and going, man, I'm paying a boatload more than these guys.
Could you move that one screen, Christy, so I could see the map there? That's not his parcel there, is it? It's the,
yeah, there right we go. There.
Okay. Now, are there homes on the lots beside you there?
On the map that you've got there, to the left of me, there is.
Not there, where she just clicked,
vacant.
To the left.
Can I point at this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Surely.
If you can move that. There's a home here, I'm here, vacant, and a house is on this one.
Click on the one that you've got up there right now. Would you hit the report? No, right there. Thank you. Hit the report on that for me.
He's paying 89 cents a square foot.
He's valued at $493,035. Okay. It's $2,390.
When was your house built, sir?
Moved into it 3 years ago, September.
It was built over a protracted period of time because financial situation and issues.
Okay, Christy, go back to his there. Click on that for me. Report.
Did you have it built, or did you have a contract to build it for you, or did you buy it
in the construction? Yeah,
you participated. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've had the reason I'm asking you these questions because we've had other cases like this,
mm-hmm.
and kind of get all the information I can get here to
sure.
make a judgment.
So is the description that he has up there right? The base area of the home is 3299. He has adjusted area 5666.
Well,
I assume that would include decks or.
I have no decks.
No deck. Well, then it wouldn't include decks.
If it includes my garage, that's okay. Probably accurate. I've got a four car garage.
Okay.
Heated and cooled. I've got 4,600 square feet. But again, when I sent you this information, I was comparing apples to apples with respect to heated and cooled square footage. I didn't allocate square footage for any of their garages.
Go
all
back to
those
the other
homes
one for me.
I've got three car garages.
Okay.
Except for the one next door to me, which has a four as well.
Is this the one that's. No. I want to go to the one that's next door, Christy. Okay, and that has a base area of, is that right, 2390?
Yes, quite a bit less.
No, I can tell you that's not right. I mean, what are you showing my base area as?
Adjusted area 5641, Ron.
Yeah, but the base area was 3299 is what it said. And this one's 2390.
His is at 3300?
Yes.
Yeah, so yours is at 3,300 heating.
Base area.
Base area, right?
My house is not bigger than my neighbor's house.
Base okay, area. Adjusted area is 5,641. Let's go back to the other one. What was the adjusted area there?
Kenny, could you bring down the drawings of Mr. Stevenson's home and then the home right beside it?
5,666. So it's got them virtually the same total size. All right. Okay.
We're in discussion and asking questions, aren't we, Ron?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We had a previous home that we looked at. I think it was built 3 years ago. Had a real estate agent that represented that home that came in, and we looked at, he requested, I think it was 8 or 9% reduction in the cost of the home. Do you guys, are you, the reason I ask the questions that I'm asking is because of how relative it is to this particular, what we did on the other one.
Actually, his home has been reduced by 10% from last year's value.
Oh, okay.
Well, during reassessment. So the value of your home now is $487,811.
Yeah, and again, gentlemen, I have no grievance with the valuation. That's never been my contention. It's not a function of my house. I mean, if you're saying my house has a market value of $487,000, I'm not going to argue with that. What I am going to say is when I compare my house to the houses in my subdivision, by far, I'm paying anywhere from 50 to 67% more per square foot than homes that are nicer than mine. Not just one or two. Every single example I sent you, every example in that subdivision, I'm paying more per square foot by a lot, not a little bit. The closest one to me is this guy's house next door. He's at 89 cents a square foot. And quite frankly, I don't know why we're so high compared to the others.
Now, where are the others located?
I'll show you on that plat if you want to pull back the whole plat.
Well, like this one right. I think the first one there was built in 03. Is that right?
Which I don't know which one you're referring to.
Let me
I think at the end of the cul-de-sac on the lower side, there's a house. No, next one.
To the left of that one, there's a house there.
No, right there.
There's a house there. Report that, just so we can see what the... We show that at 07, Bill. Okay.
The thing that I have that the ones that I sent you does not have from a comparative analysis standpoint is I've got a lake view because I'm on that bluff. That one right there that you have pulled up does not have a lake view. The one to the right of it at the bottom of the cul-de-sac does. All of those going back up do up to and including the last one up there that's next door to me. But those lots on average sold for $20,000 to $30,000 more than the other lots that have these comparable properties on them. I mean, one of these that I sent you, the guy's got a swimming pool in his backyard that's $45,000 plus a pool house. That more than offsets the difference in the price that I paid for my lot, yet I'm still paying 56% more in property tax than he is.
For some reason, on the calculation I went through, and in the calculations that MLS gives us, I see at the bottom that you went and got a different calculation to what MLS has.
No, I use what was on the... If, I don't know if you've got a copy of what's called the agent report or not. I used... Let me see what you... Can I...
Sure. This says 6,000 to 6,999 feet.
You got the one that has a range. Legally, I'm not allowed, according to my MLS rules, to send you this version. Which one?
The very first one.
What's the address? Up at the top.
245.
245 Cedar Meadows.
It's on it.
This one right here. What you'll see on what's called the agent copy, they give you an actual square footage number as opposed to a range. This is the range right here.
Right.
They show the actual right here.
Okay.
So those are the numbers that I use.
Okay, that's
the
number here.
I would have been
happy to send you these. That's all right. That's okay.
So that's what I did on each.
What are we doing together?
That's the reason I wrote at the bottom what the square footage probably.
Well, all of them houses in there are built at the same time. Wow, that was built in 03.
I'm seeing a range on these homes as Jim has provided from 59 cents to 84 cents. But now, where I've got the discrepancy is on your own home. I figured it at 73 cents.
Well, again, when I calculated those 59 to 89 cent square footage numbers, I did not use these adjusted square footage numbers. If I use those adjusted square footage numbers, it's going to pretty much be the same thing at the end of the day. On my house, I used heated and cooled square footage as I did on each of those comparables. I did not calculate in their garages or decks or...
Well, now, according to this one that you showed me, it has a basement.
Yeah?
That's not air-conditioned square footage.
On that house, it is.
That's adjusted.
No. I've listed that house. James. House has a second kitchen down in the basement. It's got a living room, two bedrooms, a family room, a laundry room, a fireplace. It walks out to the backyard.
I think that's where we're off. Is on a philosophy of on how to do something and what numbers to use. When I calculate your tax bill versus your adjusted square footage, you're at 81 cents a square foot.
Okay, and what I'm saying to you is if you do the same thing with the other adjusted square footage properties, the numbers that I've given you here with me being at 99.8 cents a square foot are for my heated and cooled square footage. When I calculate the heated and cooled square footage of those comparable properties that I've sent you, they range from 59 cents
to 84 cents or whatever it was.
Okay, the 84 cent was your neighbor, and I'm going to calculate
right.
that against his tax bill and using our numbers.
I'm not. How many houses are up there? I've been a lot of vacant lots.
There's not that many homes. There's probably I've never counted, but I would say in total there's probably 30.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Must be further back.
He's at 75 or 76 cents a square foot. So, I mean, it's just a matter of square footage versus style of home. And
well, again, at the end of the day, heated and cooled square footage versus heated and cooled square footage, I'm paying more than anybody else in there. I'm paying significantly more than several homes in there. If we factor in that I've got no landscaping, I've got no deck, I've got no driveway, from a valuation standpoint, those things would all count against me if I tried to sell my house tomorrow. One of the homes that I use in there is a comparative analysis that's priced at 65 cents a square foot. It's got landscaping. It's all brick on the exterior. It's got a swimming pool house, outdoor barbecue, and the house is 800 square feet bigger than mine, and he's paying a heck of a lot less than I am.
Jim, now you've had a lot of houses appraised as a realtor, I'm assuming, or you've seen a lot of appraisals. Do you know they add zero for a swimming pool?
They add zero for a swimming pool?
To value.
Well, in the real world,
I know it's worth something worth because value. We always value it, but I mean, do you know that certified appraisers add zero?
No, I'm not aware of that. But I can tell you by the same token, if I look at another house in my subdivision that sits on a 5-acre lot that's 2,000 square feet bigger than I am, it's got two kitchens and three fireplaces and 5.5 bathrooms, the appraiser is going to count all that, and he's paying almost half what I'm paying per square foot.
Now, which house is that you're talking about?
It's the one over on Cedar Meadows. I'll give you the address. It is 245 Cedar Meadows. That house is almost 7,000 square feet, sits on 5 acres, and he's paying 59 cents a square foot. And I'm paying a buck.
I'm pulling right here. Okay, I see. What's the address on that Cedar Meadows? 245. Okay, I'm on the right address.
It's 87361.9 is the parcel number.
What did you say he's paying, James? Because you got totally different figures than he's got.
No, I'm looking at his. I didn't have Kenny bring those down.
Oh, okay.
He shows in the MLS as being 6,600 square feet heated and cooled. His taxes right now are $3,955 based on the information I've got.
Is that it?
Which is 59 cents a square foot, yeah. And that sits on 5 acres.
What's the parcel again? I'm missing the parcel again.
We got it valued at $459,000, Jim. $459,342. And it doesn't have a lake view or none of that, though, no. That type of stuff. Okay.
It's 5 or 6 years older, isn't it, than your house?
And see, I don't believe your square foot numbers are accurate, guys, because if you've got him at 6,385 square feet adjusted, which includes his garage, that house is 6,600 square feet without the garage.
Well, it sounds like...
Should we send out the appraisal out? Send your guys back out there and measure?
We can go measure it again.
I think what it sounds like to me is you agree with your assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're asking is maybe to have the...
Neighborhood readjusted or something. That's what his request is.
Looked at again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest with all y'all. If that's the position, again, my contention has been from the time that I've raised this concern, it's not a function of my home being assessed too high in terms of the market value. It's a comparative analysis. These are just homes in Cedar Meadows. I can bring you hundreds of these with respect to homes that I know the market value of that are paying substantially less in tax. I'm not talking 5% or 10%. I'm talking, in many cases, 50 and 60% less. But based on their market value, they would compete with me. And so when I look at that disparity, my concern is I'm getting hammered compared to all these other people out there. And I understand we may not have the manpower or the ability to go out and reassess all these competing properties, but this is just within my own subdivision.
Right.
And again, we're not talking a small percentage. This guy's paying way less than I'm paying, and has been ever since I've lived in here.
And I think that is accurate. I think his appraisal is accurate. But we'll go check the square footage and value per home. We're looking at $50,000 to $60,000 should be adjusted in the land toward Mr. Stevenson's home, and we didn't do that. We've got his land on for $65,000. And I know those lots sold for around $100,000 along that bluff. And I believe this house here is absolutely correct.
So you're going to send your guys back out there to look at that?
We're just going to measure it.
Go measure that house again.
Yeah, we measured again. But I guess where we're at with this is I'm going to, based upon his own recommendation of his own house, I'm going to make a motion to deny his request for any lowering of his property or raising of his property. This board, I guess, is asking James to go back out and remeasure other homes that are around.
Just go back and just look at that neighborhood again. Make sure
we're
not missing something.
I'm making a motion to deny this request.
Well, I mean, that's the challenge. What we've got is that our job is not to lower yours to be in line with everyone else and that you pursue to be lower. We are supposed to set value to market value. So if you're saying your market value is right, then we got to say no to this, but look at the houses around it. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, I guess. And I don't know whether it come out that way or not. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let me ask a question. Am I correct in my thinking that pursuant to the way our budget is drawn up, we're presented with a budget as a county, the assessments have to have sufficient revenue to be able to meet the demands of that budget? Accurate or no? How does it work?
For his budget?
For the budgets that with the property tax revenue.
It's for schools.
That's allocated.
Let me address that real quickly. This board's job is to establish valuation. The county itself receives no revenue from property taxes. Property taxes are doled out to schools, ambulance district, fire district, health center, now the senior citizens tax, and a couple of others. Really, the county serves as the agent to do the assessment and the collection for the other political subdivisions that have levies.
Okay.
So how they establish their budgets and determine their levies is dependent upon individual law for each one of those political subdivisions.
But at the end of the day,
yes, sir.
If we have $4 million more in that fund than that budget requires, did the taxes go down commensurate with the difference?
In which budget? The school budget? The health budget?
Wherever these property taxes are, whatever they're used to pay for. If at the end of the day we've got more money in the kitty than we need to pay for those items, do those taxes get reassessed?
When Branson rolled back its levy, each political subdivision decides to roll it back.
Okay, but see, again, my contention is this. It's not a function of the valuation that I have being inaccurate. My contention is if the other homes in the county were valued appropriately, comparatively speaking, we would have a significantly larger amount of money sitting in that pool. And unless all of a sudden we had a need for a significantly larger amount of money that we don't have now, we'd be sending somebody some refunds or some tax rates would be dropped to accommodate it. So because I'm being singled out by virtue of my valuation compared to the others, if the others were where they should be, it would force me back down with regard to what I pay. I'm one of the few that's paying tremendously more for a comparably valued property from a standpoint of what the true market value is. I mean, I can show you home after home after home where they're paying way less than I am.
You're talking about two different things, sir, and what you're talking about is not our job. You're talking about levies that are set by the individual entities.
No, sir, Danny, what I'm saying is if your job is to value the properties, then there's a tremendous number of properties that have been tremendously undervalued compared to mine. And if we bring the value of those properties where they should be, in line with mine, we're going to have way more revenue than we need.
You cannot base that, Jim. I don't know where you've come up with this formula of per square foot taxation. You cannot base your argument on what you presented this board as price per square foot on a home because you changed taxing districts. You changed levy districts. When you're figuring the taxations, they're not all the same.
James, I've showed you five in my subdivision.
They changed two. You've got two different school districts in your subdivision.
Those homes are all branches of schools that I gave.
There's none in Kirbyville?
No.
Well, I totally disagree, so I want that on the record with the valuation of trying to use tax dollars to figure out the valuation of homes. I want it on the record.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Is there more discussion regarding this motion?
I didn't second.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
My apologies. We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Seeing there is a second. Discussion, gentlemen.
My motion was upon his own evidence. I mean, as he said, he didn't figure that his taxes are too high.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He said he agreed with the valuation.
Yeah, right. But compared to other properties, my taxes are way too high. I've demonstrated that here. I'm at $1 a square foot. Other homes are at 60 cents a square foot. That's not right.
So, I mean, you're going to send your assessor, you're going to send your field guys who remeasure some properties out in his neighborhood just to do a neighborhood comparable, just to double check, right, James?
We're going to check one square footage, and if we're right, we're not checking another one.
Okay.
Gentlemen, all in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carried. We're going to notify you in writing and also give you the opportunity, of course, to appeal that to the State Tax Commission. The clerk will include all the information that's required to do that. And really, the appeals process is pretty simple, and they come here. They don't require you to go to Jeff City.
Okay.
Is that right, ladies? Did I state that right?
So let me get this straight, Jim, on remeasuring this house. If I find this discrepancy and you're on at $1 per square foot.
Right at it, 99.87 cents.
So since his is correct, are you guys requesting that I raise that entire neighborhood to $1 a square foot? That would
be nice. If, are they going to do this prior to BOE being closed?
Well, I guess we will. That we can raise
the
entire.
I think we should raise
the
question at that time.
I think once the information comes back, let's talk about it because I think, if nothing else, we just make sure the square footages are right. I mean, if he's saying we're missing square footages by a lot, I mean, he's not talking 50 or 100, he's talking about a lot.
I'm not saying you're missing square footages. Don't misunderstand
what
I'm saying.
No, he wants it.
I'm saying
they brought up to the dollar. The ones at 59, he wants them up to the dollar.
I thought I was hearing that that one house had 6,600 heated square foot plus a garage.
That's exactly right.
And we don't have contention. And we don't have that. I'm saying we're missing a garage. The only reason I'm saying go measure it. It sounded like what I'm hearing is that we're missing a garage. That's the only thing I'm saying. I'm not talking about value.
Oh, okay.
I've been in that particular house, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
The main level square footage pursuant to the MLS, and this comes from, I believe, their blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Is 3,028 square feet. The upstairs has 862 square feet. The basement has 2,710 square feet, all of which are finished.
Okay, and then
that's
a garage.
That's 6,600 square feet plus a garage.
It has nothing to do with the way we measure in our square footages. The upstairs is put on at 7/10. The basement is put on.
But you would still have it as a base area, wouldn't you? Though,
huh?
You'd still have it as a base area somewhere.
Just the 3,000 that he's talking about.
But even the adjusted would have the total square footage.
I thought we provided that.
The adjusted is what I'm saying is off. What I'm hearing here and what we showed on that one house, the adjusted, even the adjusted numbers is way low. That's all I'm, my only
2,000, what I'm trying to get through to you, 2,000 foot in a basement in the assessor's eyes and the Honeycutt system is 1,400 foot. It's not 2,000 foot.
Okay.
Upstairs, where there's 800 foot, that they're counting 800 foot on the MLS, they're just 500 foot in the adjustment of the Honeycutt system.
Okay, and then but you would also have a garage.
And sure, and it would be on, if it's a 1,500 foot garage, we'd have it on for 7/10 of that.
Okay.
So the square footages will never match up with MLS. It's always been
a discrepancy. That's all I'm saying is just double check those. That's all
but
I'm asking.
Your request is not to raise them to the dollar.
I'm just saying, double check and come back. I'm not asking about valuation. What I'm hearing is he's saying that we may have missed square footages, and that's all I'm asking.
I'm just to reiterate, what I'm saying is when I compare my house to the house on Cedar Meadows Drive, his house is worth as much or more than mine right now, the way it sits. More than mine.
Does he have the view you have, Jim?
No, he does not.
But
he's got 5 acres. He's got 2,000 square feet more than me. I've got 4 bathrooms. He's got 5.5. I've got 2 fireplaces. He's got 3. He's got 2 kitchens. That house will sell for more money than mine right now. He's got landscaping. He's paying 59 cents a square foot. I'm paying $1.
Okay, so we're not. We need to move on.
He's going to go out. We're 23 minutes behind the phone conversation we were supposed to have, and I apologize, but I need to get us back on track because we're going to have to make a couple of these calls very quickly. We will continue to look at that subdivision. Have you got the phone number for me, ladies? There, is that it? 501. Linksweiler? Have we already done something with this? We haven't, have we?
It's a 4555.
So it's currently all at commercial? Come on, phone.
We're showing 6,385.
My battery's dying. Are you dying battery?
Which one?
All right, then maybe ours is a circuit.
This is the green one.
Not plugged in, not charging.
Change my level back.
Please enter your account code.
Is this a 4555?
That's what it says on that. I'm going to get an email.
It's Jim.
to an automatic voice message system. David Brooksweiler is not available at the tone. Please record your message.
Mr. Linksweiler, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we've called to talk to you about an appeal on a parcel of property that you have and Thousand Hills Condos. You can reach us at 417-546-7202. Thank you.
Please enter your account code.
Hey.
Yes, Mr. Linksweiler?
Yeah.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We had called your other number and left a message, but we've tried this number. Are you ready to talk about the appeal you made to this board?
Yes, sir.
We are looking at, if I'm not mistaken, a parcel in Legacy at Thousand Hills Condos.
Right.
And we have you on the speakerphone. The entire Board of Equalization is here, and we're ready to discuss that parcel of property with you. I am looking, and what I'm showing is this property has commercial value of $140,674, land value of $10,000. Is that correct, James? Yes.
Yes.
I wish that's all I owed on it.
I am looking at, or is this what you girls filled out, the application? We do that via phone. Did this change to the 100%? Are you looking at James?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We have a lot of different information we're going through right now in front of us, sir.
Okay.
And your request is just to change it to the 45-55 split?
Yes, sir. Please.
Could we get the letter in here stating that this condo is available less than 50% of the time, and we'd be glad to do that. I would make that recommendation to this board.
Sir, if you'll send us via fax, and you need to do that right away, a letter stating that this property is available for rental less than 50% of the time, we will make the change from 45 to 55, the assessor said. That's correct. That's in accordance with what the Supreme Court has told us to do.
Okay, I'm taking a note here.
All righty. And James, you're going to hold.
You mean just for your information, this year, because of the economy and things like that, we've just received one check for $600 since the end of December of last year has not been rented. So, I mean, you know, it's not that I'm trying to...
Let me give you a fax number.
Okay.
It is 417...
417...
546...
546...
6840.
6840?
Yes, sir.
Anybody's attention?
Send it to the BOE.
BOE,
Board of Equalization.
Board of Equalization.
And we will make that change.
Back to the 4555?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this property is available for rental less than 50% of the time.
Yes, right? Yes, sir.
Is that what you told me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll send that in.
We will also send you confirmation of that within 5 days after receipt of that fax.
Okay, I'll have that fax to you by this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That'd be great.
That would be great. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Do we need a motion on that?
Upon confirmation. I'll make a motion upon confirmation through the letter that we apply the 4555.
I've already made a sweeping motion.
Okay. We have just applied it. That's my motion is, I guess. Upon confirmation, it has to be.
She wants to demonstrate your motion again to apply the motion for these clips.
For the 4555, I believe.
I think I just said that. Maybe somebody's doing it.
Yeah. Okay. I said upon confirmation.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of parcel number 0035 to the 4555 split based upon receipt of facts for confirmation in line with previous motion. Does that sound all right? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. Is the next a phone call as well?
Mr.
Fuentes or Rodriguez?
Rodriguez, yeah. Mr. Rodriguez. He is on his way. I got a message earlier. He
How about Richard Bosworth?
He is a phone call.
Why don't we make that since we have him
Please.
Scheduled for right now?
Wonderful. Can you go back real fast? Can you go back to that because the application you just showed? He's on for 99. He says it's for 99. What's the beacon say? Okay, I thought it was the other one. Like... He's on for 96, and he's asking for a value of 99. Just FYI. This may be a quick call.
Okay. Oh. Sir, we'll be with you in just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and place this call. What's the number, girls?
816, okay.
You may not need that, James, from what he's got wrote on there.
You got him within 3,000 what he's asking. And you're on the low side.
He's on the other
I'm thinking this
property.
You're on the other
Please
property.
Enter your account code.
Health view. Yep. This is the one next. Not this one, next one.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mr. Bosworth, this is Ron Hausman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. And we have your property in front of us, your appeal, regarding a parcel of property at the Palace View Condos. For your edification, you have requested a valuation of 99. The assessor has placed a value on that property of 96,741. If you wish to chat about that, give us a call at 417-546-7202. Thank you. What motion would we need on that parcel of property, guys?
Motion to deny.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny parcel number 0043. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Are you Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to join us up here at the podium, sir?
Yes, sir.
Let me get back to your property here. Thank you. Development. We're looking at a parcel of property in Branson Hills.
Yes, sir.
And we are ready to listen to you.
Okay. Well, I had purchased this piece of property in February of this year. And
in February of this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I had paid $20,000 in 2001. And that was, of course, including the POA values and whatnot for this year. And I got a notice from the assessor, and I just do not believe the assessed value is might be accurate to this property.
Okay.
He bought it in 01? What did you say? I misunderstood.
He bought it February of this year.
I bought it in February of this year.
What did you say on 01?
Something to do with the price.
I believe it was on the 24th.
And that's in Branson Hills, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you buy it off a bank or did you buy it?
I believe it was from a bank, but it was listed on this magazine for... I believe quite some time. It was listed at the $36,000. No one, or $39,000. No one bought it from November till January or so.
Do you know what bank that was from? Does it show on the listing?
Let me see, sir. I have the list in here with me.
I think I'll just stay out of this discussion. My feelings have been, everyone knows my feelings.
It was originally listed for $36,900 on November.
Yeah.
And
you got a camera view of it? Where it's at?
Beacon, yeah.
I've got my deed here with me and the settlement agreement of what the charges were.
I think we had an appraisal come in this morning of the three lots right next year's that appraised at $48,000.
Okay. Well, I'm not talking about appraisal or what the appraisal value would be. I'm talking about the value of the property itself.
Right.
I mean, if they are appraising at a different value, or if a lady from California comes in and buys a lot in this subdivision because the developer had overpriced or overexposed some of these features of the development, and somebody from California wants to pay $1 million for a lot next door, I don't think everybody should be assessed to what the value of the property might be. I'm just saying...
But our job is to set market value based in using the assessed or appraisals as a foundation. We can't go... We don't set like California. I think we learned this 2 years ago. California sets value based off what you pay for it. In Missouri, we don't do it that way.
Okay.
So we have to set it based off of, like Jeff was saying, appraisal. So we have an appraisal two lots down that was appraised at a higher rate than yours. That's our, we can't set value based off of purchase price.
Okay.
It wasn't appraised higher than he's asking, not higher than what he's at now.
Right. It's higher than he's asking. Right. Lower than he's at. What is he set at right now? 61 or 78?
He's 78. At 78 on the golf course.
78.
I paid $20,000 for the lot, and it was listed since November of last year. And just not like that one, there's several other ones listed in here.
Understand.
With the same feature, and there's no takers.
There's two lots down. It was a golf front course, and they had a appraisal set at $48,000. Was it two lots down?
Yes, it's if you skip one lot, it's the next three lots. So it's that one,
Those, all those right next door set at 48,000 based off an appraisal.
Local appraisal company. That's a.
What's the one in between, by the way? Okay. In the corner? They're all three the same, all right? Drop down on the other side of the road for me, Christy. Right there. It's okay. Jeff, what is that calculating back to?
Go ahead and hit
report. 78,000.
78,000. Okay. They're all 78,000.
That is a fairway coming up that your lot's on, right?
I am not sure, sir. I bought this so I can build myself a house, but
yes, that's the golf course.
But I'm just seeing what the value of the property is at this, and what has been since November that I can figure out for what I see on the magazines. But there's no takers. Nobody are buying them for what they're listed for. 36,000 and nobody's buying them. That's why I am assuming they dropped the price on this lot that I bought. I think, $5,000, $10,000 is a lot of money. I'd be more than happy to put it up on the market and sell it for $48,000. I'll take $10,000 gain and pay the rest to the county.
The best proof we have is two lots down showing it's the value is $48,000. I can't support anything lower than that because we have nothing, no proof of anything other than a purchase price.
I do, sir. I have I paid $20,000.
I understand, sir. But once again, do you have an appraisal from a bank that you bought it from?
I don't have an appraisal. I just have
what you paid for it.
What the value?
Right.
It
understand.
Was.
Understand.
The board's going to make a decision, but let me tell you, there is a process.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And once this board makes a decision, you will receive from writing from us what we've done. The ladies here are going to make sure that you get a copy of information that would lead you to the Missouri State Tax Commission. There is an appeals process that they will allow you to go through. You don't have to go to Jefferson City. They will come down here. And they will meet with you if you so desire to appeal this price to them.
Yes, sir.
So that would be one more avenue that you would have an opportunity to see this property lowered in value.
Yes, sir.
It's very difficult for us sitting here, having just had someone this morning who came in with an appraisal and lowered it from the valuation, which is where yours is valued, down to the 48. And I would entertain a motion from this board officially so that this gentleman can move to the next step if that's what he prefers to do.
I'm going to move. We set the value at $48,000 based off the appraisal provided earlier today.
Is there a second?
Do I get to? I'm sorry.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the value of property number 0037 at $48,000. Discussion.
Are you on the golf course?
I believe that it is. I've walked the property several different times. Because I want to build
the
house.
That space is the golf course space.
I would like to read into this and apologize. It will be a little bit lengthy, but not bad. I called Luann Johnson, State Tax Commission attorney, just a few minutes ago, and she addresses it in an email. Mr. Strahan, as we've discussed on the telephone, a fee appraisal is merely one person's opinion of value of a particular piece of property. It should be used to set value of that individual piece of property only, as no doubt the appraisal states, and is only to be given as much weight as it would seem to be reasonable to be entitled to bear. There is no particular magic that makes a fee appraisal more correct than a value derived by an appropriate prepared mass appraisal.
as I have promised, this is the language which I routinely put into my decision, which states the law concerning expert opinions. And an expert opinion must be founded upon substantial information, not mere conjecture or speculation, and there must be a rational basis for the opinion. The State Tax Commission cannot ignore a lack of support in the evidence of adjustments made by expert witnesses in the application of a particular valuation approach. The testimony of an expert is to be considered like any other testimony, is to be tried by the same test and receives just so much weight and credit as the tier of fact may deemed it entitled to when viewed in connection with all other circumstances. The hearing officer has the tier of fact, has the authority to weigh the evidence, and is not bound by the opinions of experts who testify on the issue of reasonable value, but may believe all or none of the expert's testimony and may accept it in part or reject it in part. If specialized knowledge will assist the tier of fact to consider the evidence or determine a fact and issue, a witness qualified as an expert on that subject by knowledge, skill, experience, training, or education may testify thereto. The facts of data upon which an expert bases opinion or inference may be those perceived by or made known to expert at or being the hearing and must be of a type reasonably relied upon by experts in the field informing opinions in references upon this subject and must be otherwise reliable. The facts or data need not be admissible in evidence. As we further discussed, there are many number of things that can make one lot in a neighborhood worth more or less than another lot in the same neighborhood, including frontage, depth, landscape, elements, etc. If a fee appraiser seems to consider all of the elements dealing with all individual lots, it might be appropriate to rely upon said appraisal to value every lot under appeal. However, I don't recall ever seeing such a situation and would find it unlikely that a fee appraiser would intend for an appraisal to be used in such a matter considering the requirements of USPAP. If you have any further questions, feel free to contact me. Lou Ann Johnson, Senior Hearing Officer, Missouri State Tax Commission.
I think we've made a grave error on Emerald Point and Branson Creek then also.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there any more discussion?
I think we'll have the same issue then, using the sale of one property to set a value and the sale of another property.
Thank you.
Look at each property individually rather than the sale.
Is there any more discussion on this motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay.
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 Let the record show that
two nays.
There are two nays, 3-2 vote. We will send this to you in writing so that you can go on to the next step, sir.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for the time of me presenting this. Thank you.
I'm more confused than I was 20 minutes ago, by the way.
How could that be possible?
Just for the record, I wanted to have three citizens and no commission. I was trying to keep myself out of this mess.
I think that we've done pretty well up to now. And if we'll bear that in mind, I think I'm confident we'd make it the last 4 days. I am a bit confused about the schooling with the tax commission where they told us to rely heavily upon appraisals. And then they...
Yeah, it's page...
That's not what it's saying, Ron, in that opinion.
A certified appraiser cannot give an opinion of other properties.
Right.
And when you guys are using those appraisals to value other like properties, you're violating USPAP rules and regulations that is applied upon appraisers.
Specifically for those parcels of property is what the appraisal was given to.
That's correct.
I understand.
Am I right, Jeff? You've been through this schooling probably since I have. Can you give an opinion of value and it be used on other properties than the particular property you've appraised?
Which it shouldn't be.
The bank won't allow it.
As Jeff, I want him to answer that. You can't, can you, Jeff?
How to do what?
You can't, can you?
No.
How are we doing next?
What did you do on this guy?
No.
He made him?
Lower the last 48.
48,000.
Yeah. Notice I said no.
Thank you, sir. We are up to Mr. Eberhardt. Is that a phone call also? And there it is.
Be easy.
It was his value on Beacon. Oh, okay.
He's wanting more too, Jim.
Please enter your account code.
You're going to argue value?
What was the value before?
Oh, so this is. We have moved that Branson Promenade in motion.
But this is extremely low already, isn't it?
Just a moment, before we go further on his, something's wrong.
Ms. Eberhardt?
Yes?
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay.
We are
expecting your call.
Well, we are all here. We have you on speakerphone. And we can all hear you, and I believe you'll be able to hear all of us. You have a parcel of property at the promenade?
Right.
And can you tell me, do you have your paperwork in front of you?
I do.
Can you tell me what the valuation of your property is on that paperwork?
Are you talking about what I sent to you?
No. What we sent to you.
Oh, what you sent to me.
Should be 109.808.
That's what I thought.
Let me express to you. What was it on for, James?
It was on for.
Give me just a moment.
Oh, wait a second.
I have a paper that I received through an email that says that the average unit is like $109,968, but our square footage is. Less than that, and so...
You need to correct that in this BOE, actually.
So what's this?
Well, I'm doing the base area.
I have 344.
We show that you have 344 square foot base area on the information that we're looking at, that it was built in 2007, and that there is an adjusted area of 362 feet. So it's... But really, your base area is 344.
Okay.
What is that times the 232?
I get 79.808.
79.808.
That gives you 79.808.
Plus your 30. That was on improvements only. So that didn't calculate through on the 30. It should be 109.
I have 79,808.
Yeah, that is what the valuation would be on the square footage based on 232.
Right.
You were leaving the land alone and you're basing it on the base area. Well, then every one of them is figured that way, except this one. Every single one of them.
None of the others have
So then the total...
It's not... Hold on just a minute, ma'am.
Go to the next directory. So you got your third. You got your land added to 820.
All right, now add, take that 810 times 232 and see what it comes to.
810 times 232.
187,920.
That included land. Oh my.
Take
I am too, because we've been multiplying the square footage times 232
and that was
total valuation of every single one
74.
That I've written down.
Right. That's what. That, yeah. You may want to let her know that
included
we're
the land, James.
We are, ma'am. We're talking about you, but we're also talking about other parcels that are down there. We're trying to.
I thought I was picking that up.
Make that all uniform.
This is not one that was
look
already lowered.
Look, gentlemen, we've got three or four of these 344s. We just go back to exactly what the 344 was on the other cases and argue this case based upon our decision on the 344 square footage. Is there anything wrong with that? Because we have heard 344 in other cases. We have to go find them and set it at that.
I think that's an accurate number right there.
See, I think this is the right number.
Ma'am, we have... received a number of appraisals from different individuals that have been involved down in this particular location.
Okay.
We've taken the comparables that they have given us and added that to the comparables that they didn't utilize that we have that have been turned into the assessor's office and have applied a factor which we thought was uniform across the entire project. So that's what we are debating even while we're chatting with you. But I can tell you the maximum that this property is going to be established at is 109,968, and it might be something less than that. We are...
Well,
go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I think that's still high, yeah. Go ahead.
No, we want to hear whatever you have to say. This is your time.
Well, I just know that some are listed for less than that, and I know that we had ours on the market for like a year and a half and did not have a single offer.
They're 79, correct.
The property
has gone down
in value so much that I think it really needs to be looked at.
Okay.
Let me share with you that the value is going to be established at 79,808.
All right.
And we are going to send that to you in writing within hopefully the next 5 days. If, in fact, you have any disagreement with that, you'll still have a right to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission, and we're going to send you the information on how to do that.
Okay, and can you estimate what the taxes will be at that?
I can give you a phone number, and they can help you.
Okay.
That phone number is 417-546-7240.
Okay. All right, so that is set at 79,808.
Yes, ma'am.
And 32% of that is 25,540.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And previously that was... 143,
I believe
it
was. Yeah.
So
well,
it's going from that 143 number to 79,808.
Is that right, James?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that's correct. All right. We'll look at that when you send us in and then go from there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
We're already set, so is the motion to apply the promenade factor?
Motion to apply promenade factor to this BOE number.
Second.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to apply the promenade factor to BOE number 0047. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. 11:30. Is this a telephone call also, folks? Skillern? Yes, I could click on and find out here. It does say phone conference here.
Where did Ebert go?
Is this it? 417 number?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message. You have pressed an incorrect key.
I did not.
Press 1 to record your message.
I pressed the same key I press every day. All right.
What'd you do with Bosworth?
Denied.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 417-593-1102 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I'm calling regarding a property appeal that you leveled with this Board of Equalization. If you'd like to chat with us about this particular parcel of property in Country Farm Estates, you can reach us at 417-546-7202. Thank you. Jimmy Daly, is that a call also? Or shall we wait just a couple of minutes?
Let's make it.
I'm just thinking in case they called back. There we go. And let's pull that one up. Lovely. This is on the golf course at Branson Hills.
Please don't be on Pinehurst.
It's on Bay Hill. And it is at 78, which is what we put all on the golf course, right? Isn't that the value that was established earlier by vote? Remarks say, awesome home site in Branson Hills Golf Community. Back of lot is on fairway at Payne Stewart Golf Course. This is the listing. What is the listing? Let's see. That was in 09. Obviously, that's a comparable to Ron. Yes, Ms. Daly?
Ms. Collins?
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We had scheduled a telephone conference with you to talk about an appeal on a parcel of property in Branson Hills Development.
Right.
Are you all ready to talk about that at this time?
Actually, I spoke with someone there at your office. I don't recall her name, but I am uptown. And we agreed to the ruling that they made, I think it was on July 11th, possibly.
Uh-huh.
Reducing the amount of tax from the 68 or 78,000 to 100,000, I think it was. Is any of that making sense?
Well, if it had, you mean it had increased to 100? It's currently set at 78,000.
Right, and we agreed to that.
Then I'm just going to write that down and we'll move on.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How will we put this down?
Motion to apply Branson Hills ruling. Decision, I guess it's not ruling.
Formula?
Decision.
Branson Hills decision.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to apply the Branson Hills decision regarding BOE parcel 0046, which was established the value of this property at 78,000 appraised value. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. I'll wait five more minutes and call Mr. Skillern back. Did we have others that we missed during the day that we should try to recall, ladies? That
what did you decide early on, Neil Murphy? I don't have it written down.
1899 is what I had to make the motion on.
That passed.
Okay.
Murphy? Where's that at?
That was the one you brought back up from Fieldstone?
Yeah, correction from yesterday.
It passed.
Oh, I marked it on yesterday's notes. Okay.
Do you want, you gentlemen want me to print you copies of this to add to your booklet of BOE stuff?
I wouldn't mind it.
Okay. Is this one that's not answering the phone?
James, why don't you just do that and bring it back after when we come back this afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have no calls.
No, I was going to, if this doesn't answer, I was going to stay in recess till.
Let me ask a question. Was this one of them that was asking there more than what he had? Is this one of them that?
I don't remember this one.
This is.
There's another one.
Skillern, let's see.
Skillern. No, this is a house out in Country Farm Estates. That they paid $164 and did some improvement to $800.
Gotcha.
And we've got it on for $197. Actually went down from last
year. Okay, that wasn't the one I thought. I thought we'd done two of these.
If it's worth it.
What?
Oops. Try to be funny.
Now, are you going to adjourn till 3 o'clock?
Yeah, we're adjourned till 3:15.
My office has got lunch for me, got me some Omaha lunch meat. We're going to make a sandwich with onion and tomato on it.
I'm being, I'm coming
birthday.
In there.
I got lunch plans.
My birthday.
Me too, I'm going with James. Sounds pretty
what
good.
Omaha lunch.
You ain't experienced Omaha lunch meat?
They have got a little station down there that
Omaha
sells more lunch meat.
Where?
At Omaha.
Omaha.
Oh, really?
And then I'd say you can take all that's sold in Branson and they sell more than that.
Really?
Gee.
We're at that their sandwich shop? I mean, at their meat place? Or where?
Yeah, it's just a new little store there in Omaha.
Really?
Huh.
chicken loaf, pickle loaf.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
All right, that was two. Looks like a pretty nice hacienda here.
You want to recess? And then come back afterwards, and if he, what time we'll get back?
Donna, what time are we coming back?
3:15.
We'll stand in recess until 3:15 this afternoon.
Did you get some tomatoes down at
Can we...